And 6:06, it is fair, 18 degrees this morning in Tulsa, and if we are lucky, we should get above freezing this afternoon. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Mayor Bartlett is wanting Tulsa apartment operators to start meeting on a regular basis. He says in the past, such meetings help keep crime down, and he says the operators discussed their common problems.
Whom had recently been kicked out, whom they're having problems with, what they could do to make things better, and they shared that information.
The mayor says the rash of Tulsa crime committed in low-income and Section 8 housing should also be getting the attention of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Tulsa County Sheriff's deputies have arrested a 69-year-old woman on a first-degree murder complaint in the death of her husband. An arrest report says Vicki McNeely was arrested after calling 911 and saying that she shot Daniel McNeely after he threatened her with a knife. The report says Daniel McNeely had what appeared to be 5 gunshot wounds, including one to the back of the head. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Last year, more Oklahomans died from prescription drug overdose than from illegal street drug abuse. Governor Fallon is announcing that Oklahoma will take part in a 7-state pilot program looking at best practices in curbing that abuse.
The lessons that will be learned from this initiative and its conclusion will be shared with each state, helping us to showcase effective policies to treat addiction, to enforce the law, and to better protect against prescription drug abuse.
She says they will be looking for a comprehensive, coordinated strategy in order to reduce the abuse. Some would-be church burglars in Bixby got away with nothing when the church pastor walked in on their attempted theft. Pastor Shannon Watterson told reporters that he walked into the Quest Church in downtown Bixby yesterday morning and saw that the television in the foyer was gone. He then went to the sanctuary where he saw a playground wagon loaded with televisions and other items. Watterson says he then called police as the would-be burglars apparently ran out the back door of the church. The measure avoiding the so-called fiscal cliff contains a provision easing what could have been a burdensome inheritance tax. Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe says rural Oklahoma would have been hit especially hard.
The biggest problem that rural Oklahoma has, our farmers in Oklahoma, is that the inheritance tax would have gone down so that the deduction would have been only $1 million. And then they would have to pay 55% if passing their farm on to their children.
Under the provision, the threshold is now $5 million in value before that inheritance tax begins. If you got a new cell phone or computer over the holidays, you may be facing the decision of what to do with your old one. Well, you can't dump them in landfills, but electronics can be hard to recycle. A Tulsa firm, Natural Evolution, specializes in recycling electronics.
97% of the material that comes through here is actually recycled for the material content. So the plastics is recycled, all of the metals, all of the glass, the mercury out of the laptops and LCD screens and plasma TVs, all of that is recycled properly.
Owner Tracy Phillips tells the OETA that people don't realize that toys, radios, and other smaller devices also have circuit boards that can be recycled. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and cold today, a high of only 34. Tonight, clear and very cold, 13 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 36. And on Wednesday, a mixture of sun and clouds, warmer and a high of 50. National Weather Service radar is all clear now at 610, fair and 18. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.